State Senate Finance Committee members are going over proposed agency budgets one by one, looking for funds or programs they can cut. Last Thursday, they questioned Department of Environmental Conservation officials, asking just how bad it would be to turn down federal dollars for water and sewer systems. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The governor's proposed $64 million capital budget for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, is the agency's lowest in 10 years. The $55.5 million for water and sewer construction projects is 70% federal dollars. Wasilla Senator Mike Dunleavy, a Republican, asked Village Safe Water Facilities Program Manager Bill Griffith what would happen if the state didn't come up with its $9 million match.
If this doesn't happen this year, what happens? Does the world end? What goes on?
Griffith said turning down federal dollars would halt a multi-year process that awards funds based on highest public health or environmental need and community maintenance practices.
If we don't provide funds to projects that are kind of next in line, some of those have active construction that would stop and have to wait until additional funding is made available. Other ones are at the point where they're starting up, and they too would have to wait until there's funding available in the future.
Okay, so the world wouldn't end?
No.
Thank you.
Dunleavy went on to say the state is facing a budget deficit and agencies should be asking only for what's necessary to avert disaster.
I'll be asking this of every department. What is truly a need now that if it's not met now could be catastrophic? And what can wait? So if there's any way you can come to us and break those things out, that'd be very helpful.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon chairs the Senate Finance Committee.
I would just support Senator Dunleavy's comments and recognize the federal government is $18 trillion in debt, and that debt is being held by other nations. Certainly some of it's held in the nation, but again, it appears that this particular program has a 1-to-5 match. Can you speak to that if we don't match the money?
The state of Alaska has always come up with the match to federal dollars for water and sewer construction, so Griffith said he would have to find out more about what would happen if the state doesn't match federal funds.
I would have to probably research whether there's any limitation on their expectation on when we would provide the match. I know that they are... Every year, they expect us to have those federal funds along with the state match obligated within a year.
Alaska has the nation's highest percentage of people living without plumbing. Just over 6% of Alaskans, or about 4,500 Alaskan households, use honey buckets as toilets and get their drinking water from rain catchment, rivers and lakes, or from a central watering point. Studies show the lack of plumbing in Alaska does contribute to diseases such as pneumonia and bronchiolitis and abscesses and other skin diseases. Griffith says the health gap between communities with running water and flush toilets and those without is significant.
Some of these studies have shown that skin infections and respiratory infections are five to ten times higher in communities that don't have a piped water and sewer system.
Griffith told legislators DEC is working with the private sector to come up with lower-cost alternatives to centralized water systems. He says six companies are competing to come up with plans for a home-based, decentralized system that would incorporate recycled water. I'm Jacqueline Estes.